The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. That's right. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes 3. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. As we say, we hope before this show's over, life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because Whataburger said no. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. I don't know how to talk. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. People who listen to this show have committed themselves to pray for one another, to pray and take care of and bless one another. So we'll ask you this question in regards to our audience, in regards to your life. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? Because we will. That's why. Making it that simple. We'll pray for you. Because many people need prayer. Even people who aren't really overly devoted to the Lord have no problem receiving prayer. Not everybody, but most people. Here it is. Here's the bottom line. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That is a boo-hoo sad thing. Don't do that. Reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation. So nice.
Hey, thank there. You, David. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to you, my friend. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
Good.
Didn't really do a lot. Just was a relaxing and chillaxing.
All right. Relaxing and chillaxing. Always a good
days.
Thing. Yeah, that's good. Very nice for you. Very, very cool.
How was your weekend?
It was nice. There was Saturday. It was really, really wonderful. We got to spend time together. And then Sunday, we did a little bit of traveling around the old Texas area to get a better feel for all the neighborhoods in and around, not just where we live, but in and around where the studio is. So I guess you'll know why I'm doing that, but I won't say anything more about that at this particular time.
Ooh, okay.
We'll see what happens. Here we are. So here, the bottom line is this. If you've got a prayer request, we want to have that opportunity to pray with you, for you, connecting to you. If you've got a praise report, we want you to share it. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. There's nothing more powerful than a praise report in the context that it reinforces it for the person who shares it. It blesses the people who hear it, and it also honors the Lord. It can be anything that's going on. You might have an opinion, might have a comment. You might be looking at the nation going, I don't know. I get it. I fully understand it. Here, in this particular show, our main focus is for all of us to draw closer to the Lord, because no matter what happens, that is the best answer for everything at all times, always, and forevermore. Any person, politician, pastor, leader, anybody who says prayer is not an answer is an absolute unlearned and unstable, foolish person. How about that? Doesn't matter where they're at. Doesn't matter what their level is. They're operating in the foolishness of the unsaved. Bottom line is prayer changes the universe. It raises people from the dead. It alters circumstances. It brings joy, grace, healing, life, financial blessing, and peace amongst the nations. Wow. That's the power of prayer. If you got something to pray about, we'll pray. If you got something to share for the Lord, we want to hear it. If you got something going on, just really touched your heart, the Lord's really showing you something, awesome. You have that opportunity to hear it. You can call the 972-445-0770 phone number. That's the number to call. If you want to text while the show is going on, you can do that too. So if you're in San Diego, where it's 11:37, if you're in Denver, where it's 12:37, if you're in Dallas, where it's 1:37, or if you're in Detroit, where it's 2:37, okie dokie artichokey. You can reach out to us by calling or by texting 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. A non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
Can you imagine 90 minutes of radio like that? Wow. Who would need sleeping pills? All right. Bottom line, in addition to all that, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at the A with a circle, he must increase, from john330.org, because it's a nonprofit entity by which we exist. Get that? All right. Couple things to tell you up in front. We, of course, will be praying for anybody that needs prayer. We'll be keeping the door open for people to ask questions as well as for testimonies. So we have a couple of books that I'm kind of leaning towards in regards to the new teachings. I'm going to throw some of the book names out there. And while you do texting, or if you send emails, or even if you call and you have an opinion on it, that's awesome. I'm looking at possibly Isaiah, 1 Samuel, or even 3 John. John the 3rd, 3rd John, because, yes, 3 John, because that doesn't get taught very often. So I thought, and I just did a study on it, and it was really, really good. So, you know, I'm kind of leaning all over these places. You let me know when we get to that place and when we do Bible trivia or anything along those lines. In the meantime, I want to make sure you know where we're at right now. We're in 2 Timothy. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 3, which is why we got to start looking towards the next book. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to actually pick it up roughly. Actually, I'm going to pick it up, I want to say verse 11, but we're going to back it up a step to verse 10 so we can do a runway into the process. It says this: therefore, endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So we talked about it last week that everything we should do should be for the sake of the elect. I know that we're really important, but here's the thing that God wants us to know. We're really importantly much better when we're not the center of really important all the time. And that's what our DNA talks about. That's what we function in. It's like, no, you got to be careful being so self-centered. The goal here is to be selfless, not selfish. You see what I'm saying? That's very important. And so this is saying, look, you put up with all things for the sake of the elect. We do what we can. It's like, well, I know some people are, it's harder to talk to some people than other people. You know that's true. Even Jesus expressed that in his teachings. Just read the Gospels more than once, and you'll know. Sometimes he was like, oh, you people, oh my. But the bottom line to this process is we do what we got to do in order to help the elect, in order to help the people that God has voted for. and so that they may obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. Then Paul does a shift, and this is a huge shift. Remember, this is his last epistle that he's going to be writing. Okay, listen. He says this, super important. He says, verse 11, this is a faithful saying. Oh, we got a faithful saying coming. What do you mean it's a faithful saying? Here it is. Here it is. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Wow. And people are like, what? Where is that? What is that? What is that thing? That, my friends, is either, and actually most likely, an early hymn in the first century, or some form of confession that the early church used. It's amazing because we're going to look into it, and there are four ifs. Now, the last time you had multiple ifs in a teaching was when Satan tried to drop on Jesus if he was the Son of God. This takes the if process to another level because what it's saying is, look, if you are genuine, if you are genuine, these are the things that are going to come about. So he's sharing an early hymn or a confessional that demonstrates the Lord's faithfulness. He said, if we die in the Lord, if we died in the Lord, we will live with him. Now, some people are like, that has to be baptism. Other people are like, it has to be dying to yourself. And my answer is it has to be those two plus anything else that's on the target. We died with him positionally. We died with him in a baptism declaration, declaring to the world publicly that we have died to our old self so that we may live with him. Certainly it's baptism. Certainly it's the position. But certainly it's the process, too, of us dying to ourselves and living to him. Exactly what is being talked about, that we endure things for the sake of the elect. You put up with it because if you and I have actually died with Jesus, we're not supposed to be living our lives to our pleasures. We are, you know, there's even a big saying, and they did a campaign, I am number two, I am number three. Remember that whole thing? That's great. Here's what you really are. Last in the line. You are Z in the alphabet. How's that? That'll take it to a whole nother level. Well, I got to take care of myself. Well, the Lord knows you got to take care of yourself, but I haven't met many people in this journey that are thinking, I got to take care of myself, and then I'll take care of everybody else. And then they think that they have, you know, insufficiently taken care of themselves, and they got to take care of themselves more. There's not a lot of people that say, I have taken care of myself enough of me. Let's start focusing on other people. That's what we need more of, that kind of attitude. So it's like if we die with him, we'll live with him. Why will you live with him? Because in dying with Christ, you find your real life. It's so frustrating when you're a guy like me who's been in sales and been in all these different things in ministry. One of the big things there, and when they're especially when they're teaching sales or kind of persuasion or people who speak or teachers or media or politicians, is their whole thing is, you know, they are just trying to get everybody to follow me and find life. My answers are the answers. These are the answers. And the creator of the universe makes it very clear. You want to really find yourself? Stop living to yourself, which is a life of sin, and live for your creator, and you will find your actual purpose of creation. It's like, wow, that's a completely different approach. Right? Remember, the kingdom of God. Remember Bizarro World and Superman? Superman had the comic books Bizarro World. So for those that don't know, Bizarro World was kind of like opposite day. Everything was different. Okay, it's a nice way to think of it, right? So in Christian living, I'll just make it very clear. In Christian living, you have to believe in order to see. That's the opposite of what we operate in. You have to give in order to get, so to speak. You have to die in order to live. It's all the opposite world. So if we die with him, we'll live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. So two things. If we died with him, if we endure. What does that mean? Can't quit. What is it that Peter said? Where else are we going to go? Who else has the words of life? Where else are you going to go at this point as a Christian? There's nowhere else to go. So if we're enduring with him, we will reign with him. What does that reigning mean? Well, it does mean reigning in this life, but it has a bigger point towards what's coming. And we're going to reign with the Lord, and that's going to be it. It's going to be awesome. So the first two ifs are kind of, they're challenging in and of themselves because they're making it clear. You got to die to yourself, and you got to endure. Okay, well, I don't know if I can do both. Got to do both. That's the ifs. If you die with him, you got to live with him because then you'll be dead to yourself. If you endure, you'll reign with him. You won't just live, you'll reign. We talk about this even in the intro part. We go living, surviving, living, and prevailing. There's different stages you go through, right, on a regular basis. Well, in order to understand it fully, when we endure with him, we're going to reign with him. We're going to take it up a notch. That's cool. And then he says this, if we deny him, he will also deny us. Is that just like Peter's denial? No. We deny the Lord in different ways, in different areas. There's denial of the Lord. I think I deny him in different actions, different thought processes, different words, different attitudes. Does that mean that I'm not going to be saved? No. Peter denied Jesus Christ three times. How'd he do? Oh, he did fine. Wrote two epistles. Helped Mark. He helped, you know, train and disciple Mark, who wrote a gospel which saved millions and millions of people. But he did deny Jesus. And you got to be careful there that we're not allowing denials in different parts of our lives. That's why the kingdom of God is what we should be seeking in our lives. In how many areas? Every area. Get that? All right. Take a deep breath. Wow. Another Monday blazing open. Here you go. True or false on these? You guys should know these. This is out of Acts chapter 20, verse 6 through 8. So I'll give you a chance to look it up if you want to look it up. Acts chapter 20, verse 6 through 8. In Troas, Paul's sermon he preached lasted at least until midnight. Is that true or false? In Troas, Paul's sermon that he preached lasted at least until midnight. Is that true or false? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Did Paul preach a sermon that lasted at least until midnight? True or false? That's the question. Acts chapter 20, verse 6 through 8. That is your reference point. In the meantime, I'll send you to the website. I've got a couple pieces of information that I think are cool. I want you to check out the website. There's many things on the website that are encouraging. There is the new publication. I got the first copy, by the way, of one of the books, the first redo copy. It's awesome. I'm super excited. I told Noel, I said, of this piece of work, I'm very, just really blessed. So anyway, the books are up there. We just found out that we have had our book released to Barnes & Noble, as well as to Apple Books, as well as to five other significant distributors. What? Really? Plus, we're already working with another big company to do a release of our audio book on two different main frames. So I'm just going to let you know there's a lot of cool stuff on the website. Check it out. I think you will enjoy it. Plus, there's a place to give. Why is that important? Because can't do it without the money. I don't care. If you can't give it, I have zero problem with that. Never want you to think otherwise, ever. We just can't do it without the money. That's just how it goes. If you can give, great. If you can't, hey, pray for us. You can pray for us. I know you can do that. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7, the point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. No manipulation. Not us anywhere, anytime, at all. You make sure you got the cheery heart going on. You make sure you're giving in a cheerful spirit. Make sure you're giving it unto the Lord. That's what you got to be doing. From us, you don't get a whistle. You don't get a donut. You don't get a Lamborghini. You get a receipt at the end of the year. But God loves a cheerful giver. Just remember that. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
And I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he helped Joshua fight the battle of Jericho. Yes. He helped Daniel get out the lion's den. He helped Gilligan get off the island. Lord.
Noelle and I were talking about that over this weekend. And so I was in the laundry room, she was in the kitchen, and she goes, that is just crazy. And then I go, it helped Gilligan get off the island. She was like, that is so great.
I still need to watch that movie.
Hilarity ensues. That's all I'm going to say.
I know. I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen Beverly Hills Cop either with Eddie Murphy.
You got to get on that. That's you'll really enjoy that. All right, somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. I'm feeling pretty good. I actually had a pretty restful weekend, and that was really refreshing because I was feeling burnt out, man, last week. I was really like, wow, coming to an end. How are you feeling? How was your weekend?
Well, it's about the same. I'm feeling about the same, and it was uneventful.
Okay. But sometimes, Gary, uneventful can be good. I'm just saying, sometimes that's a good thing. That's a little like the relaxing and chillaxing. Well, let's do the trivia question, and let me pray for you. So let's set it up in trials. Paul preached a sermon that lasted at least until midnight. Is that true or false?
That's true.
That is true! That is correct! And then it appears in the scripture that he preached on till the daybreak. So I don't know what people were thinking, but not one word recorded from that message other than he had to raise the kid from the dead, which tells you how important that was. Anyway, I'm not trying to make fun of Paul. I just think long sermons can be funny or made fun of in the scripture. It depends on how you look at it. Let me pray over you for the Lord to bless you, not just financially, but of course physically, because that's what we want. So I want everybody to take your faith. You're listening in the audience. Take that faith and work with me. Let's put it together and pray for our brother. You ready, Gary?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. Lift up our brother Gary to you. Lord, he needs your help. He can't do this. I can't do this. The audience can't do this. We can't do this apart from you. But in you, we can do all things. So we're offering our faith to you as an offering, mustard seeds of faith, and asking you to bring about miraculous power in Gary's life, that he can find healing, not partial, full, that he would find restoration. We want all his other areas covered. We want him to be doing okay. But we want him to find healing through your power. We offer this prayer up in faith, and we offer it up knowing that you are full, well, able, and we offer it up in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. And I prayed for your family and your listeners yesterday, and I even prayed for Bert.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that more than you will ever know.
How's Bert doing?
He's doing a lot better. So he had this big bad cut thing. That's he's growing his nail out of it, but it's twice he's done this, like in the last year. So we're trying to figure out, you know, what area he's doing this in, where he goes and he breaks the nail and then it cuts. It pulls it all the way back off on his paw. And so he's done it twice. And so now it's getting much better, but now we're like hunting to make sure that he's not going in a certain area that's doing that. So
well,
I do appreciate that.
I'll keep
that.
Praying for him and all of you, really. And you really get attached to these pets.
Yeah, you do. And they're, you know what, they're, in many ways we laugh often because it's like the dog doesn't know we're going to take care of him. And then you think, isn't that just like us and the Lord? It's like that putt doesn't know, but we're going to take care of him. It's like that always strikes me as a testimony. Always.
Well, I'll keep praying for him and all of you.
All right. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
All right. Phenomenal. And good insight. I mean, Gary's a great guy. And this is one of the things I want you guys to do. I want you to pray for him. Your prayers are a key. They're critical. They make everything roll. Do you understand? All right. The last little portion of this verse, it does say this. It says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. I just want to point out to you so you can understand, God is never going to not be God. That's never going to happen. You can make a trillion mistakes. God is still going to be God. He ain't going to change. Nothing's going to alter that. God is going to be faithful and diligent. He's going to be who he is. It's never going to change. He doesn't change with the variableness, neither shadows of turning, which means it doesn't. The winds don't change him. The sun does. Nothing changes it. He is going to be faithful. Even if we are faithless, God will always be there. But it's important to understand that when we come back to him, God will always be there. Just like the prodigal waiting for the sun. Get it? All right. If you are in San Diego, if you are in Denver, if you are in Detroit, go to HeMustIncrease.org. Click on the Listen Live button. If you are in Dallas, hang out with us for a little bit. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Let's get into our text. Colossians chapter. We covered everything, right? Okay. Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 through 4. Whatever you do, or I'm sorry, it's actually Colossians 3:24. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically. Is something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord because you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that whatever we do, now we've gone through this a couple of times and we have to go through it multiple more times to really grasp it, but that phrase, whatever we do, happens to mean whatever we do. That's what it means. And we're supposed to do it enthusiastically, with an eagerness, not with an obnoxiousness, with an eagerness to do it as unto the Lord. So the things that we're required to do that we have to do, there should be a disposition, an attitude of enthusiasm that is connected to the Lord. It's not that you like to do everything, but if you can understand that in the doing of it unto the Lord, you're doing it with a different priority in mind. You understand that? In other words, what you do, do it unto the Lord and do it with this attitude of a full heart and an eagerness. I had somebody, I'll say her name, Susie Lopez was at KPRZ. She was the direct marketing director. Susie did the marketing director for San Diego. She said something to me one time that was so profoundly simple, it was irritating because I had to do something for a client because that's what you had to do at Salem. And I was like, blah. All right. So she said, Dave, she goes, if you can't get out of it, get into it. And it was like, that was really good advice. If you can't remove yourself from it and you have to do it, at least do it right. I mean, do what you're going to do and do it with the right attitude. Do it with the right spirit. Do it with this better mindset. And I think she was more right than wrong. No, I'm not talking about doing bad things or anything like that. So stop. That's weird stuff. I'm talking about doing it as unto the Lord and recognizing that when you do it that way, it is from the Lord and only the Lord that you will receive the true eternal reward. You might go through whatever your process is, but when you do it as unto the Lord, you can recognize that the Lord is the one that brings the reward. And that's just living your life for the Lord. And that's just good, right? I mean, that can't be a bad thing.
The David Spoon Experience.